versus Mrs. I am the Mrs. part, Mrs. Noah LaGrasso, and I am here with Mr. Big Vito LaGrasso. He does prefer if you do call him Mr. Big.
Mr. Hey, what?
So this is our debate show, and sometimes this show gets a little heated, and I wanted to discuss that before we get into this week's topic, because our friends have been watching this show, and they're people that have never watched us before. They've seen us with the wrestling stuff and whatever, but they've never seen the debate us. And Vito and I, as much as we love each other, which is an abundant amount, as the world knows, we debate, and we debate frequently on fun topics all the time. They probably seem stupid to you, but they give you guys a chance to vote. You can make decisions in our lives.
Yeah, make some decisions.
We drove past the Cove Nudist Resort the other day and kept on driving.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I was in the car.
That's because I dropped you up and went back.
No,
yes,
you
I
didn't.
Did.
No, you didn't. We went in Lowe's together. We had to buy a rug.
And a coat.
Okay, so we didn't go to the Nudist Resort. And you guys decided that. So this has been a debate that Vito brought up a few weeks ago, and now the holidays are over. We're going to be able to tackle that debate for you. The debate is, who's your daddy? Is it okay for Vito to be like, I'm your daddy? Or is it like, not cool because I'm an independent chick and I do my own thing?
Why are you an independent chick?
I'm
taking care of your ass 5 years, girl.
Plus, I'm going to take care of your ass for 10.
No, hold on a second. We don't even know each other for 10.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We just celebrated our 10th
anniversary. We were just seeing each other for the first 5. We weren't even steady.
We were engaged after not even 2.
Right.
He always does this. That might be a future topic. Is Vito full of shit or not? You decide.
How could you say such stuff?
Because the debate show, and I'm allowed to be mean, it's permitted. All right, Vito, since this was your topic, and you were like, I'm your daddy, as I say goes, you're not an independent woman, I'm taking care of you for you. You can start the debate this time. I'll give it to you. You
all right, guys, all right. Now, when you get married, right, I'll not even start it before that, right? Let's talk about, like, bedroom stuff, right?
Why is every podcast with you?
Yeah, because you always ask me who I'm dating,
I know who you're dating.
Who am I dating? What's that?
Our wedding.
Did you paint your nails this week? Nice.
I did, but they're already chipping. Go ahead.
Chipping. So, it's like when you're dating and stuff and you're playing those romantic games, right? And, you know, your lady's in bed with you, you know, and they call you daddy because you're giving it to them good. You know what I mean? You're making them scream. You're making them moan. And they say, daddy, 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 daddy. Or if you are dating a Spanish chick, papi. Papi.
Okay, I'm Irish.
All right.
And a few other things that we don't need to talk about right now.
Okay, so
I'm not giving
when you're taking the lead role in a relationship, right, and they know that you are the daddy, the Mac daddy, the pound the roast beef daddy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm talking just daddies.
I want you to look at that camera right now and say, I am not the roast beef. I want you to say
I'm
it
not
right
saying
now. It doesn't matter. People will assume. You need to tell these people is not me.
Okay, listen.
It now.
My wife is not a roast beef.
Thank you.
But
holy Moses Malone. With you.
I just, you know, I get excited about these debates and, like, you know, especially when I'm going to thrash you.
So, you haven't thrashed me yet. I've won every debate. You haven't won a single one yet.
I've won them all.
You didn't. Did
they inbox me and tell me, yo, V, you know, I just want to keep on the good side of your wife.
Do you all inbox him?
Yes.
You don't, because I check your mail, too.
No, you don't. Check your ass.
Check your ass. Right. You better shut your ass.
Right,
tell these people the truth. Don't be, like, making
shit
up.
Here it is, guys. When you get married and you cross over that thing, especially in a relationship, right?
Thing.
And, you know, you assume the role of the lead male figure in your woman's life. So when you're out and you're playing around and they call you daddy, or if you're in bed and they call you daddy, you know what I mean? And just because you are the lead figure, you become the new daddy in their life.
Is it my turn yet? You wore the wrong shirt for this. You should have worn, I love it when you call me Big Papa t-shirt.
Listen.
You totally
wrote
that.
I've been wearing, if you notice, I've been wearing the mermaid security in your honor just so
I know because I'm the mermaid.
Right.
I know.
So like, that's why I'm wearing a shirt.
Well, I wore a wifey shirt for you.
That's because you're my friend. Hi. And everyone knows it. You're Vito's wife. You don't even have a first name.
Is it my turn to debate?
Go ahead.
First off, Mr. LaGrasso.
Hmm?
First off, Mr. You're so deaf. First off, Mr. LaGrasso.
Yeah.
He's jamming me in my side of an ass. I did not do that when you spoke. First off, Mr. LaGrasso, may I say to you, nice shirt.
Okay.
Second, may I tell you that before I met you, I was an independent woman. That I took care of myself, that I took care of my children, that I owned my own car, that I did my own thing, that I had my own careers and other things before you came along.
Same lies.
How is that a lie? Number one, when you met me, was I not putting myself through school?
Time out in the debate.
When you met me.
You were going to school.
Right, and I was putting myself through school, correct?
Right.
I had two children. Was I not raising my two children and putting myself through school, correct?
Right.
Did I not take cash out of my bank account and pay cash, not a payment, cash for a car that ran and took me point A to point B?
I wasn't there for that.
Well, I did. Because when you met me, did I not have a car? Did I have a car payment? No. Thank you. And it was a nice car.
Yeah, but I put brakes on it.
Oh, you put brakes on it. I put that shirt on you.
Hold on a second. I put brakes on it the first week I met her.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. You put brakes on it after Thanksgiving, and we started dating in September.
It was the second week. It's still...
Second? Okay, wait a minute. So Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away from September 9th.
Because I was your daddy.
Were you in a coma? It was not that far apart. It was further apart than that. I mean, like, come on. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm an independent person. I haven't needed a daddy since I was a little kid. And my daddy, Sparky, is not going to agree with you because he's my dad. And he's always going to be my dad. But as far as daddy, I don't need a male figure in my life. I'm an independent black woman.
Sure.
I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Do not need that in my life. Mm-hmm. I could take care of things and take care of business. Now, with that being said, sir, when I was sick, you did help me. You did take care of me. You did accommodate me. You did pay for nurses to come and take care of me while you were at work and things of that nature. Yes, you did those things. That makes you my spouse. That does not make you my daddy.
And paid for a maid. You did have a live-in maid.
She did not live with us, but she did live in the same neighborhood. He did hire a maid. In all defense, we have one now, but she does not live down the street. And I don't even know who pays for it because Vito pays for it.
I can't wait till we get that au pair we've been talking about.
You have to give me a baby before you get an au pair. I think we determined I was
not. We need an au pair anyway with no baby.
No.
No baby au pair.
No.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
The only permitted au pair in this house is Lily Fox.
Right.
Because she's my au pair.
Because both of you can call me dad.
No, neither of us do. Neither of us do. So, Vito, what is your rebuttal to that? Wasn't I an independent?
You were kind of independent, you know what I mean?
I paid rent. I paid cable. I paid food. I paid car insurance. I paid phone. I paid for the car. I paid for the two kids. And I was going to school. And I was wrestling still. And I was doing graphics. I had a lot of jobs.
But that doesn't – just because you did things to survive in the world doesn't mean that you didn't need have a daddy.
No, I didn't have a daddy, nor did I need one. I took care of myself. I don't need a daddy. Women, you do not need a daddy. Girl, get out there and do it yourself. You don't need nobody. Get out there and do it yourself. You don't need to hear this. You need a daddy.
Everybody watching this, you know this is a bunch of shit. And you know this is garbage she's acting on here right now. Just trying to paint like she's somebody, like she Wonder Woman, you know, 2.0. It's not happening.
See my hair?
Everybody knows out there. Yeah, I take care of business and I am the Mac Daddy of this freaking relationship.
And that brings me to my next point, Mr. LaGrasso. I always feel this relationship is a team partnership. You know, you come on and you talk on these podcasts and you do the things on here. And then I go and I produce them and edit them and I run all the social media and I advertise. Oh, wait, do you do any of this? No.
Who's
but I
the
still
name?
Think we're a partner.
But who's the name of the brand?
Big Vito, because you wanted it to be.
Who's the talent?
Both of us were on the show all the time.
Who's the name person here?
I don't know. I thought it was both of us. You're not my daddy. You're not my daddy. I just proved to you that I did everything independently. I don't call you my... I don't say, oh, Vito, I'm your mommy. Call me mommy. I don't say any of those things. But Vito's one of those type of guys that, like, if I... And this is a little dirty, so mind me for a moment. If I go in the bedroom and I jump on top of him and have sex, he'll be like, I gave you that day. But I was on top giving it to you. I was giving you that cookie.
Who made the text to come for a booty call?
Are you referencing last night?
I reference it every night, girl.
You text booty call. That just
and
makes
who
you
comes
a fuckboy.
Running down the hallway.
That just makes you like a fuckboy. That doesn't make you the daddy. That just and you're
the
I'm
booty
the
daddy. I'm
working.
Booty daddy. Booty daddy.
That gimmick, I think, was already taken.
Booty daddy.
No, that's disgusting. So I think the overall consensus of the debate would be: am I an independent woman? Do I take care of me now? Have I taken care of me before Vito? I say yes.
I'd like to see you drive the car and go to grocery shop and wait in line for 2 hours.
See, I don't have to
at the Wally.
Because I'm smart. I order my groceries.
No, no, because every time you order something, it gets messed up and I have to go fight to get our money back.
But it still comes. I don't order groceries. I can go to the drugstore and get medication. I have a golf cart.
The drugstore is not here for you.
There is a drugstore here. I'll just transfer my scripts over.
Then why don't you do it? It's going to save me the trip.
Because you love Walgreens.
Because I have to go to the Walgreens, the Walmart, the friggin' the CVS. You know what I'm saying? I have to go to the Cove.
You don't have to go to the Cove.
I have to go check in there.
They don't have a pharmacy. They don't have a pharmacy. And you don't have nobody to worry about at the Cove, son.
Oh, we got. I got peoples. Anyway, let's just end the debate, okay? Guys, you know what your role is when you're in a relationship. Even if women don't want to admit it, you are their daddy.
Guys, you get to vote. You get to decide. Is the husband the daddy or are you an equal partner in your relationship? Right. By the way, when the bills come through, I'm going to go, Daddy, can you pay them? Just remember that.
Daddy does pay the freaking biggest one of all, the mortgage.
I pay everything else.
Huh?
I pay for the Disney passes.
That's fine. I don't need them.
And that's where the next debate comes in. No. That's where the next debate comes in.
But I don't need them.
The next topic. So, guys, vote up.
I can get a free pass to the Cove. Free pass to the Cove.
Vote on this.
Free pass Cove.
Vote on this topic.
Happy hour at the Cove.
Vote on this topic now, guys. You can vote by tweeting us at The Big Vito Brand or Magic Tea Spiller, or you can go on our Facebook at The Big Vito Brand. You can vote whether Vito is the daddy or women, you're independent, strong, and you take care of yourselves. Now, the next topic, Mr. I Don't Need No Disney.
Yeah, but what happens when I'm pulling your hand and say, who's your daddy, baby? Who's your...
The next topic, you're about to get dealt. You're about to get dealt. I'm going to put a clip up right here. Vito Joseph LaGrasso, the first. On Nitro, or Thunder, whichever WCW show it was, you told Disco Inferno you had a couple of girls and you guys were going to Disney World, that you had Disney World tickets and that you could not wait to get to Disney World. I did not know you then. I was only like 18 years old.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, one half with sausage and one half with pepperoni. And the name on that is Vito LaGrasso.
Hey, what are you doing using my name? I heard you all the way down the hall. You doing some more Fugazi
deals? No, I was just on the phone trying to get you guys to return for the tag titles.
You should have took care of this 2 weeks ago.
Hold on, I'm crossing the T's and dotting the I's as we speak, guys.
You don't get this done, I'm going to dot you out of my fist. Whoa, I can't stand.
Guess what? We got a little surprise for you.
Just for you.
Yeah, we booked you a match with Vampiro.
Wait a minute, you booked a manager to match against the Freak?
Yeah. That's right. You're going to work tonight. Me and John are going to Disney World, and we got us a couple of hot Guzman girlfriends who are going to take care of us. Bathe us, wash us, do all the good things that you can't do for us. Come on, John, let's get out of here.
I can't believe that I got to wrestle tonight, and you guys are going to go date girls and go to Disney World.
That's right. Take care of Brayden. Break your thumb. See you later.
You guys are a bunch of mama loops.
And then my son!
Right.
I was only like 18 years old, so Vito Joseph LaGrasso, are you lying about your love for Disney? Did you love Disney before? Because you were awfully excited on WCW to go to Disney, and you lied to me. You lied. You and Johnny the Bull were going with two girls on WCW, and you showed Disco. You said, we're going to Disney World. You have a match later. Disco even tried to order a pizza in your name. I watched it. I saw it. I was heated about 3 o'clock last night.
Who was it? Lolly and Pop?
I don't know who it was. You had two girls, and you were taking them to Disney World.
Like?
I don't know what they looked like.
Were they two blondes?
They didn't show them on camera, Vito. You just said you were taking the girls to Disney World, that you had Disney tickets, and you and John were going to Disney World. But you lied to me, and you said, I only go to Disney because of you. Now I like it because of you. You grew up watching Big Vito on
Yo,
TV.
Yo, pieces, man, pieces, yeah.
Do you know Big Vito goes to Disney often? Do you know he lied to his wife about it? So that's the next debate on this. Did Vito lie about his Disney intentions?
No.
So I would pay for the passes? Did he lie?
No, I was just doing it because those ladies were calling
no,
me daddy.
You
they
were
said
excited.
Daddy could go to Disney.
You were excited to go to Disney. So the next debate here on Mr. and Mrs. is, did Vito lie about his love for Disney? You decide. We will catch you guys next time here on The Big Vito Podcast.